And as far as quarterback play, to get your first completion, that's one thing that Coach Caldwell speaks and speaks about a lot. And coming out of halftime, we just needed to build some type of rhythm. The first two series kind of slowed down, but then after that, we was able to pick some rhythm and get a first down, and it kept stacking. Unfortunately, we threw the pick on the end of the drive, but we had a chance to get back on the field with good field position and bounce back on the touchdown to Aaron.
What have you seen from Aaron and his development? I mean, clearly he works with you the most in practice now. A touchdown to show you.
Yes, I'm just confident in his ability. Of course, he's young. He's going to make mistakes, but he doesn't let it bother him. Like I say, he's confident in his hands, and he's confident that he can go out there and make plays against anybody. And that's in our practices, and it shows up in the game as well.
What do you try to take out of the extended opportunity you get during the preseason, getting a chance to move the team down the field?
I just try to get better at every aspect of my game. It's a lot of time out there spent with these guys in practice, and they look at me as the leader when I'm on the field in the game. So I try to better myself, try to conduct the offense, and take us up and down the field, and ultimately win, because that's our goal every game.
How much different does the game seem to you now, pro game, than, like, say, when you were a rookie?
I wouldn't say it's slowing down, but I'm definitely more comfortable with the offense, more comfortable about changing protections, getting a good feel of the offense, and just getting the guys where they need to be, correcting guys, as well as just trying to conduct the offense with our fast tempo that we use.
Eric, do you sense sort of the frustration with Joe and some of the first team guys with not maintaining, not getting a chance to get in a rhythm because there's a lot of green outs?
Yeah, I think as a unit, we were all frustrated. Especially that we only had 20 plays in one half. That was kind of tough to build rhythm. But we were able to put points on the board. Torrey made a good catch, and that was early on in the game. But like you said, it was definitely frustrating at times. But it's just things that we have to work on, and we'll get better at that.